We're discussing the issue of a Noachide. What constitutes a Noachide? What constitutes a Ger Toshav? That is a Ger who's not Jewish, but he converted to Noachidism, and he's permitted to dwell in the land of Israel. Now, the Rama makes it clear that whoever accepts the seven mitzvos and is careful to keep them is one of the pious of the nations and has share in the world to come. But then he says that is if he accepts them and does them because God commanded him in the Torah and informed us through Moshe that the Bnei Noach of old were commanded in them. But if he did them because of his own understanding, that is not because he believes that this is from the Torah, does not accept it. But he doesn't because he thinks it's the correct thing to do. This person is not a Ger Toshav. He's not a resident Ger. Nor is he one of the pious of the world to come. Nor is he one of their... There's a controversy. Does that mean... is that Velo? Not from one of their Chachamim? He's not considered a wise man? Or Ella, but he's only... There's two different versions of it. I'm not taking up that issue. My opinion is in contradistinction to many, many people who think that... Well, today Christians and Muslims, whatever, any religion which keeps the seven would be considered to have the benefits of the Noahide, etc., etc. I totally disagree with that. First of all, as far as Christianity is concerned, according to the Rambam, that's Avodah Zarah. Because so they don't keep one. That is, one of them, of course, is the prohibition of Avodah Zarah. So if you define Christianity as Avodah Zarah, which the Rambam does, and in my understanding is that that's 100% correct, that is Avodah Zarah, because they don't have a correct idea of God. They have a falsification. So that's so they don't even keep the seven. However, the Islam is not considered Avodah Zarah. The Rama makes that clear also, that their idea of God is not idolatrous, is appropriate. Would then I say that every... Muslim is a Noahide? In my opinion, absolutely not. Because isn't the Rambam saying that it means he accepts a system? It's not that he just happens to keep the seven. Let's say many people. Let's say you have an individual who you would speak to this individual, and let's say he believes in God. Okay. And then you ask him, "What is your position on idolatry?" Absolutely opposed to idolatry. What's your position on murder? Absolutely opposed to murder. And you go down the line. Theft, again, opposed to theft. The sexual, opposed. So you go down the list, and it turns out that he keeps every one of them, because that's all keeping means. He doesn't violate. So would you say he's an Ohad? Absolutely not.
Even in the case of the Unitarian?
That's exactly what the Rambam is... Forget about the Unitarian. The Rambam is talking about someone who keeps the seven, but he keeps them... quote-unquote accidentally. That is, he just happens to agree with the seven. To agree with the seven is not the same thing as to accept that there is a system. And that's one. But why do you keep it? That's another thing, too, is why do you keep it? Because God commanded? No. But because these things are wrong. Murder is wrong, and theft is wrong, and idolatry is wrong. But do you believe that God revealed himself and that there's a Torah? No. So, in other words, isn't it clear that the Rambam is saying that Mipnei Shetziva Behen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bat Torah, because God commanded it in the Torah. So doesn't it presuppose that this person accepts the Torah as being the authentic revelation? And that he's doing it because of God. Now, if he's not doing it because of God, so that's what he says. Then he's not a pious person. He's not a pious person, nor he doesn't even consider him a chacham. Well, that depends on the version, whatever. I'm not taking that issue up now. Because according to the other version, he is a chacham. But I'm whatever. Let's leave it alone. Either way, he's not a Ger Toshav. So it follows, to me, my interpretation is, that it means that the person recognizes Hashem, recognizes the veracity of the Torah, of Moshe, and accepts, more than that, he'd have to accept, by the way, he'd have to accept the Torah Shebal Peh. Because none of this is written, you're not going to find this openly in a text, that God's will, God's saying, I want all non-Jews to keep these seven. You don't find that. So how do you know? He'll say, I accept the Torah. If he is someone who denies the oral law, so he's not going to accept the Sheva Mitzvahs either. So the person, it presupposes that he accepts all of these principles, and then, okay, so by authority. How does he know? How does he know that, because that's going to be the question. Two things are important. First of all, that he's not just happens to observe these laws, independent, out of context. He observes these laws as part of a system, A, why is he keeping them? Why? Because he's serving God. He has a relationship to Hashem, and Hashem, he's commanded by God. If that's not the reason, then he's not an Ochad. But then the next question is going to be, well, how do you know that that's what God wants you to do? Well, the only way is that he has to be convinced that there's a Torah. A, that the Torah is from Hashem. B, that the authorities are the rabbis, and this is what's been passed down. So look at all the premises. If he denies these premises, then he can't be an Ochad, according to the way the Rambam has formulated it. That's my interpretation. As far as the Muslims are concerned, my opinion is they are not Noachides for two reasons. First of all, the Rambam says that a Noachide has restrictions and he cannot add mitzvahs of his own. Relax. Let me finish. He can't add mitzvahs of his own. He can't create a different system. He's bound by this system and it's exclusive. Now, he's permitted to take on certain mitzvahs on a voluntary basis. Okay? But he cannot create any laws of his own, any religious laws of his own. The existing religious laws of the Torah can take on a voluntary basis, except for Shabbos and so on. You know, technically speaking, you can't keep Shabbos halacha. Those are with reference to the existing laws. To make up his own religious laws, he's not permitted to do, under any circumstances. Thus, any other religion is a man-made system, and he's by being a Muslim, he's taking on another religion. Not to mention that he contradicts the Torah. Not to mention that a Muslim, by definition, negates the Torah. He's not living according. He may say that the Torah was from the, but it's evolving. Whatever the case is, I mean, the Christians too. That also doesn't occur to people. That they cannot say that they affirm the Torah. They both negate the Torah. Even if they say the Torah is from God, but it's not enforced, one doesn't live by the Torah. So they don't. Whatever they're doing here, why is he doing it? Because God commanded in the Torah? No. No, it's because they follow Muhammad, and that's his system. So is he following it for the right reason? The answer is no. Is he violating the fact that he's not permitted then? If he accepts these seven, he cannot be part of any religion. Isn't it implied that he must free himself of any religion? Now, the Rambam says a few things in Halakha Tes. Akam she'osak b'Torah, an Akam who's involved in Torah, chayiv misa. Okay? Lo yasok elo b'sheva mitzvah shelahem bilvad. He can't be Yosek except the seven mitzvahs, which means he's allowed to study. He's allowed to study everything pertaining to that. Well, there's a lot of Torah within the Sheva, because the Sheva encompasses many areas. But just to go off, he wants us to study Torah for the sake of studying Torah. He can't do that. He's got to study within the range of those things that apply to him. So you see that there are restrictions as well. This system comes with restrictions. So you see, it's a system. Then he says, "V'chein akam sheshavas afilu." Biyom mimosachol, so too anakim sheshavas, that is he desisted, like he kept Shabbos, even if it's one of the days of the week. Imosu laatzmo kmo Shabbos, if he rendered it for himself like a Shabbos, chayiv misa. So he can't keep the regular Shabbos, although he can keep the regular Shabbos in terms of honoring and recognizing creation, but he can't keep it 100% halachically. That's what the Rambam means. And if he takes another day and makes it like that's my Shabbos, so he's chayav misa. Klolo shel dava, the general rule is. Then he says again, v'ein tzarich lomer emos amoed liatzmo. Needless to say, if he makes a holiday for himself, he's not allowed to create a holiday for himself. Klolo shel dava, the general rule is, ein manichin oso l'chadesh das. We do not permit him to create a religion. L'chadesh das. He cannot create any religion. He is prohibited from being religious. V'lasos mitzvos li'atzmon midaitan. And to do their own mitzvos that they've made up. So they cannot create a religion and cannot create any kinds of religious practices. Now, even if they may be good practices, the Rambam didn't say bad ones, even if they should be good, You see? How much more so? I mean, if they're ridiculous, which is most religions. But it doesn't matter. They have no permission to create religious practices. Ella, Oye Ger Tzedek, Vikavokal Mitzvos. And I know he's addressing if a person is not enough to seven, he has to become a Ger Tzedek, convert. That's full conversion, and do all Mitzvos. Oyamod Bitoroso, or stay in your Torah. That's your Torah. That's your system. Here it means it's your Torah, it's your system. You have your own system. Velo Yosef, do not add. Velo Yigara, do not detract. Vim Osak Bitora, Oshavas. Okay, if he was involved in Torah, or he rested, halachically, El Chidesh Davar, or he added anything, Makanoso Vyonshinoso. So we hit him and we punish him. Modianoso, and we inform him, Shuchayev Misa, Alzeh, that he's Chayev Misa for this Avalenu Nerag, but he's not executed. Now, having heard this, how can you say that a Muslim is considered to be an Ochad? He's involved in a different religion. An Ochad is pure. He's no religion. If you want to call this system a religion, call it a religion. If you don't think it has the characteristics of religion, fine. But he's prohibited from being religious. You want to be, well, whatever, then convert. But my opinion, therefore, is that all of those other people of all the religions of the world are not true Noachides. Even if it should be that they do not violate any of the seven. But that's not a Kabbalah. There's no Kabbalah there. There's no acceptance.